S.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks or investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's cold outside. Spring is just around the corner. Keep saying that. Spring is just around the corner. We just have to live with the weather. Oh boy, this morning when I started at 6 o'clock, it was minus 10 below zero at my house in Kennebunk. And I was looking on the internet during the break here in Orlando, Florida, where Disney is, 28 degrees this morning. At this time, so it's cold over the whole country, absolutely freezing. Hopefully this cold pattern will break. We can get back to some normal weather. I would rather have snow than having weather like this where you just, your bones almost get creaky, especially when you get to be my age. So let's hope that things warm up a little bit and it will help a great deal. Now, if we can help you, the number, 800-259-9231. Okay, we're talking with Ann. Ann, you had a question about squash vine borer, right? And
only lost ours. Hello?
Yes, hello? You lost yours. Did you lose yours last year?
Yes, but also our neighbors did too. No squash.
Okay. Okay. This is what I want you to do. Squash vine borer starts off like a little, like a white moth. And it will hover on the young squash plants and it lays the eggs on the stem of your squashes. Now, there are two ways to do this. The first way is you buy a product called Rotenone. And Rotenone is an organic garden dust. And you would have to go out and dust the stem of your squash from where it comes out of the ground for probably about a 2 to 3 foot run on the stem. The squash vine borer is usually in that first couple of feet. So if you get a rain or you irrigate the garden, then you're going to have to reapply the dust. Now, the way that I have seen it work without using Rotenone dust, and there was a way that Jim Crockett many years ago was using to control it, was this way. He put in his squash seedlings. Then the big leaves develop, and as the plant began to run in the garden, he took a pair of his wife's pantyhose and he cut off the legs. He didn't need the bottom of it, just the legs. So right at the crotch, cut them right off. And then he rolled them from where the thighs are down towards the toes, like a piece of carpet. He took the toes, pushed it in the ground, maybe like an inch or so, right at the base of the plant. And he let the nylon in this rolled up ball. As the squash began to run, he would unroll the pantyhose and drape the nylon over the stem that was running, over the vine itself. When he got to a leaf, what he did is he cut a little notch in the nylon pantyhose so it looked like a V. And that way he could take that V and work it around the leaf. So now you had nylon running on the stem. When there was a leaf, he cut a notch in it so that it would go around the leaf itself, but he always kept it draped over the vine. And by doing this, when the moth would come to lay the egg on the vine, it laid it on top of the nylon. The eggs would hatch, and normally what the what that little caterpillar-type insect would do is eat through the stem, go inside the squash, and hollow it out and eventually kill it. Well, by putting the nylon there, when it hatched, it couldn't shoot through the nylon, and it ended up dying. And I've done that for many years, and it works absolutely spectacular with no damage. So an old pair of pantyhose, cut off the legs, roll it from the thigh going down to the toe, push the toe in the ground near the stem, and unroll it as the plant grows, draping it on each side of the stem, and that will eliminate squash vine borer. And that way, you don't have to use a product like rotenone dust that gets washed off every time it rains or you irrigate. Thank you, Ann. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Victoria on the line, who's got a question about pruning a tree.
Victoria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I have a dwarf, fruitless, weeping mulberry tree.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. There's two of them, and they're beautiful, and they drape down. But when I prune the top, about 3 to 4 weeks later, all those water spouts come out, and I'm getting too old to get up on the ladder and prune it. So I'm wondering, if I let those grow, will they drape down too?
They should, as long as they are developing from weeping foliage, then the new growth should be weeping.
Oh, okay.
If they were developing at the base of the plant, then most likely they would be upright growing.
No, these are from the weepers.
Yeah, if it's from the weeper, then those branches should weep also. And I still have a weeping cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some branches like you that were growing straight up.
Yes.
So what I did is I got a fishing weight, and I took a piece of yarn, tied the yarn to the fishing weight, tied the string to the end of the branch, and that bent it down, and I left it tied for a year. And after a year, I cut off the yarn, and that branch stayed permanently weeping. But, I mean, if you've got a whole bunch of them, it would be too much work to do that. Yeah. But
that was a smart idea.
Yeah, but if these shoots are developing from weeping branches,
yes,
then they should weep also.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have a good day, Victoria.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and stay warm. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Charlene on the line, who's got a question about a rose bush.
Charlene, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, are you there?
I'm right here, Charlene. Let's talk.
Okay. I purchased a nice rose bush last year and planted it, and I just don't know how to take care of it coming into the spring. The garden shop that I bought it from is very reputable. They gave me some, I'd say dirt or whatever, organic matter for the rose bush to put down before I filled the hole up with the regular dirt.
Right.
And I don't know what I should do from here when it becomes spring and starts to get green, et cetera.
Okay. Now, in the fall, did you mound soil around it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Because the most delicate part of that rose bush is where it's grafted together.
Uh-huh.
And normally people will put that out of the soil line. It should be just below the soil line, but mm-hmm. if it's above. So what you should be able to do, and in especially in New England area, I would say probably from Long Island up, maybe even and definitely New York State, but any place where you get snow, you should in the fall of the year, I do my rose bushes around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because some years it's really warm at Thanksgiving. But normally around Thanksgiving, what I do is I take some pine bark mulch, just regular bark mulch, and I dump it right on top of the plant, creating an igloo-shaped mound about 12 mm-hmm. to 15 inches high. And that helps to insulate all of those branches that develop around the plant. And that's something that you should do every single year. In
okay.
the spring, then I take that mulch that I put on top of the plant and I spread it around it. And that helps to keep the plant cooler during the heat of summer. It helps to prevent weeds. And it cuts back on the amount of water that is needed during the summer because you've got this blanket of insulation. But right now, leave it alone. When the baseball season starts, when the Red Sox play baseball for real in Boston, prune them back by one third. Get rid of any little thin shoots. Fertilize it and watch it grow. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And if you live in Rhode Island, they are planning right now the flower show, and that's coming up in just a few weeks, and we'll let you know when it gets closer. But, you know, it may be cold, your ground's covered with snow. Just think positive. It won't be long, and the flower show in Rhode Island will be in full glory. And that will help you to get through the end of the winter season. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barry on the line, who's calling about some damage to his ewes.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good. And yourself, Barry?
Very good. A little chilly, but very good. Thank you. Paul, about 15 years ago, I planted four Taxus densiformis ewes that I have formed into a hedge that is now about 10 feet long, and I've trimmed it to about 2 feet high.
Okay.
And I take care of these in the winter. I put wilt-proof on them, and I fertilize them every year. They face west, so there's very good growth on them. In one of the recent windstorms, I had a tree branch come down and singled out one of these ewes and broke off probably 25% of the front of one of these plants right to the heart of the plant. It took the sprays and broke them right to the ground.
Okay.
Is this salvageable? Will this regrow, or do I need to replace this and let it grow and fill back in?
Well, what I would do is wait until the spring. Now, the branches, did they just split at the ground, or did they come right off?
Yeah, they broke off and split right at the heart of the plant. Obviously, it was very cold and very brittle, and they broke off right at the ground. So okay. I just pulled them out of there, and now what I have on the front of one of these plants, fortunately, the branch didn't come down all the way across the whole hedge. It only singled out one of these plants. I have a hole in the front of the plant that goes from the heart of the plant right to the forward edge, and it is probably about 25% of the plant. And that okay. plant is probably 2 feet square and 2 feet high.
Okay. What I would do is in the spring when the weather gets nice and, you know, you can get outside and work around the yard, right. I would clean up any other frayed or broken branches that would be there. Mm-hmm. And then I would fertilize it with like a holly tone plant food, a slow release all organic fertilizer.
Right.
And see what happens when the new growth develops on that plant. Sometimes, well, a lot of the times, when a plant is broken like that, the plant will start to produce new shoots from the ground and uh-huh. also from the branches in that immediate area to replace the broken branches. And if that's going to happen, it's going to happen during May as the new growth develops and during June. And I would see what happens with the plant before you go to rip it out.
Right.
The one thing about a yew is the root system is incredible. And I'll tell you a quick story. The first year I worked at a nursery in Scituate, a nursery called Kennedy's Country Gardens. It was around July, and the landscaping crew was running behind schedule because of the weather, and they asked me if I would like to go on the crew for a few days to help them get caught up. Well, we went to this house. All the shrubbery had to be pulled out and newly landscaped, and I grabbed a shovel, and I says, I'll grab that pyramidal yew right there, and the foreman gave me kind of a chuckle, and I started digging, and it was like digging in concrete. The root system was incredible, and he came over with a digging spade and a long-handled axe, and that was the only way we could get it out. So just be aware that if you do dig it, it's going to be an awful lot of work for you, but you know, let's see what Mother Nature is able to do to repair the damage during May, because you may not have to. So feed it, say a little prayer over it, and I'd be willing to bet it's going to come back for you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-390-1240. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-390-1240. That's 1-800-390-1240. 1-800-390-1240.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, don't be shy. This is the time of the year where we can plan our garden. We can correct some of the problems that we had last year. So, you know, give us a call. Let's work together, and it will really help you to get a good jump on the spring season. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Larry on the line who's got a question about ammonia sulfate.
Okay, Larry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank
Paul,
you.
Paul, I've been using ammonia sulfate 2100 by Espomoma on my onion plants. I put it on about every 3 weeks, and I only use about 5 pounds a year, and it does a very good job. Unfortunately, Espomona is not making it anymore, Is there a product that you know of that would compete with that to produce my pH level between 6 and 7? Do you know of anything that would do that, or something that would be close?
Well, what you have is a product that has a lot of nitrogen in it. And by using that, it's going to encourage a lot of foliage to develop, and that's what helps your onions to grow. You could use something like blood meal. Blood meal has a lot of nitrogen in it.
Uh-huh.
Now, the place that you could go to try and find it, if Espoma is no longer making it, that means that there won't be any garden centers that will have it available.
Yeah, this is what I
would. What I would try is go to like a farm related store, like a feed and grain or an Agway. They deal with a lot more products like that, and it would be more likely that they could get it. Espoma is a company that makes everything organic, totally organic, all of their products. They make Holytone and Plantone and tree fertilizer and rose tone, bulb tone, and everything is organic. And what has probably happened is the demand for a specialty product like this is not worth them bagging it anymore.
I would think
if you went to an Agway or...
Well, that's where I've been.
That's where you've been? Can
yep.
they get it? See if they can get it through one of their farming dealers.
Okay.
Who
if not,
makes,
I can use blood meal?
Blood meal is mostly nitrogen.
Okay. Which is what ammonia sulfate is. It's a fast-acting nitrogen, right?
Right. See, because what you told me was 2100.
That's correct.
Okay. Your first number out of the three is nitrogen, and that's for foliage. Your second number is phosphorus, and that is for a root system and to increase the amount of flowers that will give you fruit. Your third number is potash, and potash is for disease control and to help the nitrogen and the phosphorus work better together. So, and I'm pretty sure that dried blood is primarily nitrogen-type fertilizer. And most nurseries and garden centers will have that. But, you know, if there's any kind of a feed and grain store, you can just look in the yellow pages under feed and grain and make some calls. I'm sure that you can find something that will be as close to that as possible.
Okay, thank you,
Paul. Larry. Have a great day now. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Edith on the line, who's calling with a problem with her grapevine.
Okay, Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi.
Thank you. I enjoy your show very much.
I have a
Concord grapevine. It's about 30 years old, and I don't prune it too much in the last few years because I just enjoy the foliage more than the grapes.
Right.
However, it was severely damaged in this heavy snowstorm and has torn the trellis, part of the upper trellis down. I wanted to know how far back I could cut the vines when I repair the trellis without totally destroying it.
Yep. Grapes are very, very strong, and they will come right back. First thing you want to do is, I mean, I wouldn't do anything just now. The weather's too cold, and it's probably still covered with snow.
About 15 degrees.
yeah. When I started the radio program this morning, my house in Kennebunk was minus 10, so it's still cold. But what you want to do is anything that's broken or damaged, remove that first. And then look at the plant. And if it's one-sided, then you can prune the side where there's the least amount of damage a little bit more to help balance the overall appearance of that plant. But don't be scared to prune back a grape. It will sucker from the base of the plant. There's a lot of dormant buds on a grapevine. And those dormant buds are on every plant. And they're there in case something like this happens. They're there as a backup. So if the main plant breaks, it can rejuvenate itself so that it will come back. But anything that's damaged, that's broken, that doesn't look good, get it out. And then put that way all the energy will go into these dormant buds and the branches that do remain.
Is there a good fertilizer that I can use in the spring?
What I would use is a fertilizer by Espoma. They call it Plant Tone. And I use Plant Tone on my raspberries. I use it on my fruit trees every year in the spring, and they work wonderful. Now, you've got a good-sized grape, so what I would do is take a crowbar, go about 2 feet away from the main stem, and make 4 or 5 holes about 6 inches deep, and put a handful of the Plant Tone in each hole. Then go a foot further, so now you're out 3 feet, and make another half a dozen holes about 6 to 12 inches deep, and put a handful in each of those. And if you can do that during April, that way when the rains come, it will dissolve the fertilizer, and then the microbes can start using it. But the plant will come back, so don't worry about it. Within 2 years, it will probably be bigger than what it is right now. And pruning has amazed me. When I was in college, our teacher said to us, if you want to make a plant bigger, prune it. And I'm saying, what kind of reasoning is this? If you want to make the plant bigger, you prune it. And he said, some of you have a really strange look on you. And I put up my hand and I said, how can pruning make a plant bigger? When you prune old growth, the old growth is dominant. It's in charge of the plant. So when you fertilize it, all that food goes to the older growth first. When the old growth is removed, now these dormant buds wake up. And where you had one branch, you could have 2 or 3 new branches develop. So pruning removes the old dominant growth, stimulates new growth in the plant, making them thicker and fuller and usually more productive. Because now these dormant buds are free to do as they please and you get more growth. So you're in good shape. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Terry on the line, who's calling about a Christmas cactus.
Okay. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions, and I hope you haven't answered them. I've been at church, so I haven't heard the first part of the program.
Oh, that's okay, Terry. It doesn't matter. You call anytime.
Okay. First one is, I have a Christmas cactus, and I have it in a room that doesn't have light. I don't put a light on. And it's been there for a year, and I water it, and I fertilize it with Osmocote, and it has not blossomed once.
Okay. Is there a window
yep.
where the Christmas cactus is growing?
Yes.
Okay. What is your second question?
The other one is about narcissus, or the little bulbs that you put in.
The little paper whites?
Paper whites, yes.
Okay. And what is your question on the paper whites?
Well, what do you do when they get so tall that they fall over?
Okay. First of all, let's start with the Christmas cactus. The
okay.
Christmas cactus is a plant that will make flowers when the temperature changes. So that if you've kept it in that same room all year, it stayed at the same temperature. The other thing is it also needs shorter days. And normally, if it's in a room and when it starts to get dark, if you do not turn on any overhead lights or pole lights, they'll do it by themselves. But if your house is kept at, let's say, 65 to 70 every single day, it will not make flower buds. Now, one year I tried this, and it worked wonderful. I saw this on a TV show a long time ago called The Waltons, and it was the original TV show that before it was like a movie. And the Mrs. Walton had a Christmas cactus, and she put it in the cellar near a basement window in the fall of the year where it would stay cold because she didn't want it to freeze. And it came in bloom around Thanksgiving to Christmas. So I said, I'm going to give that a try because my house, like you, stays at the same temperature. So I took the Christmas cactus, I put it in the basement near one of the basement windows so it would get some light, and I left it in there for about 3 weeks, and every week I would go down and I would water as needed and take care of it. It set flower buds because the basement is about 20 degrees cooler than it is inside the house. So you could try that. Normally, what I do at mine is I leave them outside and they'll set flower buds all by themselves during early to mid-September. So when the kids go to school, I leave it near the door, but I try and leave it outside unless they call for a frost, and it works absolutely wonderful. So you need a 20-degree temperature change, and they will still flower between now and Easter. Give that a try.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. During the break, we had a caller that couldn't hold on. He was in his car and wanted to know if he could buy apple seeds. Well, I'm sure you probably can, but the problem with most of your apple trees, they're all grafted to control the height. So that if you took some seeds out of any apple, you could plant it, and it would make an apple tree, but you'd end up with a tree that would probably be growing 25 feet tall or higher. The trees of today are all grafted on a root stock that tells that plant you're to grow 6 feet tall. Or 15 feet tall, something that you can deal with. So the old-fashioned apples that we remember our parents or grandparents having, those apples really are not available anymore. They've gone with hybrids. They've been grafting them to control the size, and they are a much, much better plant. So if you want to grow it from seed, just take any apple. Take the seeds out, allow them to dry so they don't get moldy. Or you could just take them right out of the apple and put them in a pot of some fresh spawning soil and keep them moist and warm, and they should germinate. But you're going to have a big, tall plant. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Greg on the line, who's calling about calla lilies.
Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, I know calla lilies are your wife's favorites. And
yes.
But anyway, I have some drying downstairs now, which I have every year. But someone just gave us some 2 weeks ago. They're still nice and live, you know. I didn't know if I could do the same thing or, you know, I wanted to be able to replant them this summer. And I didn't know if, you know, I have to just let these go and wait till next year, or can I put them down a cellar or do something with them. But they're very much alive right now because they were just given to us 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Are they still blooming?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Once they finish blooming, they need 6 to 8 weeks of growing time for the foliage to absorb the rays of the sun to create energy in the plant so that it can reflower the following season. So when they get done blooming, cut off the faded flowers and give them a good shot of liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, and keep them in a nice sunny window and so that they can actively grow in that pot for about 2 months. So that would be all of January, all of February, and then about the middle of March, put them in the cellar and don't water. And what will happen is the green, the chlorophyll in the plant, will slowly begin to go from dark green to pale green to yellow, and then the foliage will die back, and it will go dormant. Once it's gone dormant, cut off all of that faded foliage and let it sit there. And then in late April, early May, then you want to start watering again, and it will activate all of the dormant buds on that plant, and it should flower for you late in the summer. But it does need to rest for a couple of months. And if you can follow that process. Now, what I do with my calla lilies is I never take the bulbs out of the pot. I found that they do much, much better if I let them dry right in the pot. The roots are still growing in that soil. When they go dormant, the roots go dormant. But when I add water, the roots are already in place, and they start much, much quicker. So you give that a try, and I'm sure it's going to be able to come back for you. But you need to give it 6 to 8 weeks after it finishes blooming a chance to rebuild the energy that it took to make those flowers.
All right, thank you.
Once you finish watering and then you put it in the cellar, let the soil go bone dry and dormant for 60 days. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. One more hour to go, or go on the website, www.paulparent.com.